And now, on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And welcome. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Glad you're joining us today on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Oh my gosh, I was driving over here to the station. 85 degrees it showed, and maybe some of you are not ready for warmer weather, but I am. Although, we're talking about Prescott Valley Days this weekend. We're excited, but the weather is supposed to cool down a little bit, so it's going to be a beautiful, nice weekend out there in Prescott Valley for the 40th annual Prescott Valley Days. We'll be having Gloria Gross, our events coordinator and chairwoman here, along with Jim Riley with the Lions Club, Roar, and Tony Miller with Humboldt Unified School District, Bradshaw Mountain High School, Go Bears, talking about some various activities going on, so we're going to fill you on all that's what's happening. Also opening this Thursday, day after tomorrow, is Big River Prescott Center for the Arts Production, and we've got one of the cast members, Ed Gates, and the musical director, Sandy Vernon, joining us. And again, Chamber Spotlight on Business. We like to focus on our member businesses and businesses doing great jobs in Prescott Valley. We have the Prescott Valley Pet Clinic, talking about our sweet little furry family friends. And one of my favorite places, Dutch Brothers. Dutch Love. You got to go there for your coffee because they got the vibe and they got the thing happening. And we got Jasmine here. So, great show going on. Stick with us. Going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Jim and Gloria and Tony here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
It happens all across the state. Grab a scratcher's ticket feeling great. Alas, it seems your luck's run out. But that's no reason for you to pout. It's the $1 Million Giveaway. Happening now till the end of May. All scratchers from $10 to $30 could bring a second chance to win $1 Million. Enter until May 31st, and maybe soon your wallet will burst. See more at ArizonaLottery.com. I can't think of anything that rhymes with .com.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott. We got a room full of people here. That's what happens when you're celebrating Prescott Valley Days. And we're talking about our 40th annual, which opens up this Thursday, May the 10th, with the carnival. As we speak, they're over at the Prescott Valley Entertainment District setting up. Just want to remind you, if you are listening, that we do have pre-sale carnival tickets that you can purchase. They're normally $25 for an all-you-can-ride wristband the day of once the carnival opens. But right now, you can purchase them for $18 at the Chamber office and at Steca Market. So, again, savings of $7. You have a few kids. That's a good savings. And all you have to do is you get the ticket, you turn it in at the box office when you go to the carnival, and you get you all-you-can-ride wristband. It's good any day because you've already purchased it ahead of time. So that's a good deal. Just want to remind you again, you can call the Chamber at 772-8857 for more information, but the office is open from 8 to 4:30 every day. These will be on sale probably till Gloria. I got Gloria in here Thursday afternoon. So if you want to get over there, and I think some of the schools, if you've got school-age kids, talk to your principals at the middle schools, and if your flyers will go home to those in the elementary schools. And, again, an opportunity to save $7. Can't go wrong there. So, as Link was saying, per kid, she got two. So that savings of 14 now if you want to. If you have three kids, it's savings of how much? $21. Woo! We can go into high math here. No, Jim Riley, don't worry about it. You can put your hands away. You don't need to start counting. Lots of good things happening with Prescott Valley Days. And again, we're talking about the 40th annual. It's a Ruby celebration. We're going to be talking about the parade, the carnivals, all the activities going on. But first off, new event this year, and we're really happy to partner with the Humboldt Unified School District. But joining me now is Tony Miller. He is the athletic director. I was going to say admin director. Athletic director for Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears! Right here, but it's a new event called Bear Dash 5K. Tony, tell us about it.
We're excited to offer this event for the first time. It is a 5K. It's a run and a walk. So if you're somebody that doesn't want to run after the parade, you can easily walk and enjoy yourself.
That would be you, Jim Riley.
That would be me, Jim. Yeah, it appears that way. But we're excited because it's a celebration of not only our community, and this is, like you just mentioned, a very important year for our community, but also a celebration of education, everybody coming together. It should be a fun little course right around the Civic Center. I mentioned last week with you that the band was going to be at the finish line, but they're also going to be halfway through the race as well.
Oh, fun.
I confirmed today, as you can see from my hand,
go Bears,
that our band, we're going to put our drum line about halfway through the race, and they're going to kind of...
I love the drum line.
They're great. They're absolutely great. And our drummers are just phenomenal. They have a blast doing everything. So we're excited about that. It should
I should
be a really
have been in
fun
the band.
Day.
They have more fun than anybody I can see. Uh-huh. The band.
I was in the band.
You were in the band?
I played trombone.
Trombone. Ooh. I was part of the dance team. We danced with the band, but, you know, that was good. Okay, but that was 100 years ago. Go ahead, Tony. Let's go back to running, walking, well, having fun, supporting Bear Dash 5K.
That's what it's all about, and so we're going to be out there early, and we're really excited because a whole bunch of our elementary and middle school track programs are getting excited about this, and I've heard from some of their coaches. So they're actually going to come out and participate as kind of like school programs, and I'm going to send them off in groups. So it should be one of those days that's really, really memorable for our community and the district.
But it's open to anybody, though.
Anybody.
Right.
You go to www.humboldtunified.com, and on our main page is a link to the page. So if you're somebody that really wants to run, you can sign up and be part of this. And
if you're a real runner?
Yes, if you're a real runner, which is not me. That is not me. I'm running the race, but I'm not running the race.
Yeah.
So it should be a fun day. We're really excited to be at the end of the parade. I think that that's just going to create a super fun atmosphere for everybody.
I agree. And it takes that spot from the end of the parade into the entertainment, which starts at noon, or some of the other activities that in-between spot.
Yeah,
so
we're,
come
we're
on
kind
out.
Of the transition.
Exactly, exactly.
Yep. So
it's exciting. What is the registration again?
The registration, you can go to www.humboldtunified.com. For an individual, it is $35. For a family, it's $50. So if you want to sign up as a whole family and kind of run as a group, you can. And the great thing is we've had a couple of local businesses that have really donated some great things, like water bottles, giveaway bags, all those types of things. So it should be a really, really fun day.
And again, it's just a lot of fun, and it's new, and all the proceeds benefit Humboldt Education Foundation that supports our teachers, mini grads, students, further education. It all stays back in Prescott Valley with the Humboldt Unified School District. So
absolutely.
All your money staying here supporting our teachers, our kids, our schools. That's, wonderful.
That is 100% correct, and that's exactly what we wanted to come from this event.
I come out just for the band.
You can come out for just the band, but you'll be amazed by a whole bunch of other stuff.
I'm going to love it. I look forward to being there, and it immediately follows the parade.
We're going to need a little bit of setup time, but as soon as we're set up, boom, we're ready to roll.
And this will be right at the police station in the Civic Center.
Right at, actually, the ticket office. That's where everything will start. So if you come to the ticket office, we will be right there, right on the main corner, right at the front of the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Oh, okay. Right there. Sweet. Okay.
Yep.
Well, we know where to gather.
Yes, that would be a perfect spot to gather.
Perfect. So come on out. If you don't, you'll find us. Just park over in the parking lots and just come on over.
Yep.
Great, Tony. Thank you. Thank you for partying.
High school.
Go Bears!
Go Bears!
Oops, I think I just blew Link's ears out. All right. As Jim Riley said, talking about the parade, the 40th annual Prescott Valley Days Parade on Saturday morning, May the 12th, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on the button, and we don't wait for anybody.
If you're stepping there, off, stepping off.
We're ready to go. We send those police cars down the way, and here they come.
Now, is there still time to register for the parade? That's Tuesday evening right now. And is there time if somebody says, well, I want to bring it. I got a float. I've been building it. I forgot to send you my application.
When I look at Gloria, she goes,
You know, we've worked on this too many years with you. Say, yes, we'll do it. We'll take you up until. But you might be the end.
But you've got to go at the end because everything else is filled. Actually, we have, including our sponsored banners and all that, right at 70 entries.
Nice.
So
very good.
That's pretty good.
It'd be a nice parade.
We got about six political guys in there, you know, looking for
it's election
and
year.
Stuff.
Yeah. We love them. They dress up my monkeys. Yeah, they're little flying monkeys.
Well, you know, I wrote
Link
down a little
that.
List here, some of the things we have. Like the Prescott Antique Auto Club, that's their first time this year. The Corvette Club, about 20 Corvettes.
Wow.
Old-time tractors, Smokey Bear, Buckets and the Naz Sons being in there. Dudley Do-Right, two groups of Shriners.
Oh, we love the Shriners.
So we'll have them. Bradshaw Mountain Band, Chino Valley High School Band, Bradshaw Mountain Middle School, Liberty School Band, and choir.
Yes.
Nice.
What I also know, Jim, is that I'm hearing through the grapevine that there's a lot of businesses and organizations that are doing floats because this year's theme is the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
We have, I got a call a few minutes ago from APNS, used to be APS, from Chris Graff, saying we're bringing a big semi with something on it. How do we get it in without having to turn around? And I said, well, you better come in the right way.
That's good, the right way.
Yeah.
So the parade starts at 9 o'clock, and where does it begin?
And it actually starts on the corner of Yavapai and Florentine, but all the staging areas start with Yavapai, and then it goes to Victor, and then Yavapai 2, and then it goes to the...
That's too much information. Just tell people where they need to line up.
They all feed in, but it actually starts right there on the corner.
But if you line up anywhere, if you want to come and watch the parade, you can line up anywhere along Florentine.
Anywhere you want to. And I every once in a while, I think we're a little better at having some porta-johns around the area for people, you know, which is kind of important.
That's if you remember to order them.
But if you really want to get to the place towards the end of the parade where all the trees are, You better get there in a hurry.
That sits down at the Prescott Valley Event Center, and it does end at the parking lot at that far, west side of the parking lot near the corner of Glassford Hill.
Our Grand Marshal, Harvey Skoog.
Mayor Skoog.
Yes, and his wife.
And we got judges, and we've got fun, so come on out for the parade. We got to talk about more stuff. Bye.
We even got the regulators. and the Shady Ladies.
Oh, my God. We just have 70 entries. Just come on out to the parade.
Oh, they got
so
a bunch
fun.
Of them.
All
yeah.
right. I have to talk to Gloria. What else is going on? Right. Let's start with Friday, Gloria.
Friday is our Fiesta de Pueblo, and that's going to be an awesome event.
And you know our sister stations, our amiga and amigos from Juan,
yes.
107.1 and Jack 94.7 are doing live remotes.
Yes. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Link's with us.
Link's going to be with us Friday night. That's going to be awesome. We have an amazing night that night with... I can't say the name of the band.
Banda right? Llegadora.
Yes. That one. That one is coming.
Excuse me.
7
yeah,
o'clock.
Excuse me.
What was that?
That was Banda Llegadora. That's
she
our
says it
that's
well.
Our music. It's our Fiesta
it's
del Pueblo.
Great.
It's our participation and celebration of our Hispanic community. But it's open. I mean, everybody come out. Nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Music, dancing. We're gonna have cantaritos and beer gardens open, and we're gonna have street tacos and just a fun evening. It's bright. It's colorful. You just gotta come out and experience it. It's
from
just
what
a blast.
I hear, the weather's gonna be nice and warm.
We're ordering it, but just perfectly.
Definitely.
And then of course, Matchstick Rush fire show that everybody loves.
Yes.
Every year is at 9 o'clock. So our Friday night's our fiesta.
Yes.
Saturday.
It's gonna be awesome. Saturday, then the parade is at 9 o'clock. Then the Bear Dash starts about 10:30 or so. The carnival open at 11. We have a new event, the Wild Wing Eating Contest. Wild Wing, did I say that right?
Wild Wing Eating Contest.
Well,
we're partnering with Buffalo
that's
Wild
new.
Wings.
Yes.
So if you're feeling kinda
Adventurous,
yes. Call Brady at the Chamber, 772-8857, to register.
Yes, because it's going to be amazing. So, and then we have another new event coming up that Saturday evening, and that's our Ranch to Table dinner, and that's going to be amazing.
That's still available. Tickets are available through tomorrow.
Yes.
And they're $60. It's a ticketed event, but it's a celebration of Prescott Valley, our home, our place. We're established on ranch land that was once Raptor 11. So we're celebrating that. So it's a special dinner, but even if you don't come to the dinner, you can still come to the music afterwards.
Oh, yes.
There's music and dancing, live music and fun. Again, who's the band that in the evening?
Danny Romero and the Arizona
Territory. And the carnival's open.
Oh, yes.
Carnival opens
it'll be late.
At, 11 o'clock, so it's open until midnight.
It is.
So you can come out and the music and the dancing and the beer garden
it'll
will be
great.
Opening, and we'll just have all kinds of fun.
It's going to be great.
Transition to a great evening there and a Matchstick Rush Fire.
Yes,
so be
again.
Back. We love them.
They're awesome.
So Saturday night, you can fire dance?
No, just...
Dance.
Yeah.
You come on out and two-step with us.
I know how to do that. I took lessons.
Well, there you go. Then you come out and dance with us. Gloria and I need dance partners.
Anything that doesn't go past four, I can do.
Past four. It's the highest you can count.
But this whole event, schedules of events are located where we have them all over. We're starting to get them out. We have a whole schedule,
hotels
a little brochure.
And,
hotels have them. Some of our restaurants, local chamber has them. We're posting it on Facebook, so check out our Facebook page, Prescott Valley Chamber. And again, great. And the thing you're coordinating, we forgot to mention that, starting at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, the youth entertainment. We love those little kids that come out and dance. And then we have some karate guys coming out to do that. And then Miss Sue and her girls will be dancing, too. So
it's always
so fun.
To get the entertainment for our local groups. The kids. It's about the kids. And
it is about the kids.
Come on out and stay for the whole thing. And then Sunday, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yes.
The carnival opens at noon.
That's right.
Full weekend of activities.
Oh, it is.
But carnival opens Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday night.
5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock. So if you've got, want to get out and catch those rides early before the crowds.
Yes.
But otherwise, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's going to be a great weekend.
But you want to see the grand finale of the parade.
You definitely want to see the grand finale.
Yes,
you have to stay for the whole thing.
It's going to be awesome.
But like I said, I heard that here, this parade is going to be one for the books because it's going to be really fun.
It's a gooderest one.
It's the gooderest one ever. It's the 40th annual, right? It's a Ruby celebration, Prescott Valley Days 2018. Thank you, Gloria. Thank you, Jim. All your work on the parade. You'll get it right one of these days. We love you. And for more information, pbchamber.org. We have it on our front of our website, but we also have it on Facebook. Please follow us on Facebook, Prescott Valley Chamber, because we're always putting up good things on there, but especially this particular weekend with all the information going on. So come on out and join us. Prescott Valley Days 2018. May 10th through the 13th here in beautiful downtown Prescott Valley. All right, short break here. When we come back, we're going to keep on talking with more fun people. Prescott Center for the Arts, Big River coming up here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM. And what is it, Gloria? KQ&A.com. Yes.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. A little while ago, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with somebody who wasn't buying their pet food at Olson's. She was having food issues with her dog and wasn't quite sure where to turn. Of course, I said that we at Olson's could probably solve those issues. As it turned out, we did, and the now Olson's customer couldn't say enough about the experience. And besides, she also got to pet the baby chicks. She loved the local atmosphere at our Prescott store, and I assured her that she could go to any Olson's store and get the same. Have food issues? Check us out. Looking for a place to wear your boots and hat and mosey up to a craps roulette or 21 table for a night of fun? Check out the Prescott Sunup Rotary Foundation's Double Down Casino Night. It'll be held in the grandstand at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds on Saturday, May 12th. Rustle on down for cocktails at 5, then dinner and casino games from 6 till 9. Proceeds will benefit Yavapai Exceptional Industries and other Rotary Club charities. Tickets are available at Raskin's Jewelers or online at Double Down Casino Night.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Caring for your parents, learning you have a health condition. These are moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters, and they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Whoosh. Wasn't that a crazy 8 minutes? No, 12 minutes. Prescott Valley Day is coming up this weekend, May 10th through the 13th, but also an opening May 10th, one of my favorite places in the Quad City area, Prescott Center for the Arts, presenting their production of Big River. Joining me now is Ed Gates, performing the role of Mark Twain, and Sandy Vernon, the lovely Sandy Vernon, who is the musical director and an amazing talent in her own right on a variety of levels. I am looking forward to it.
You're going
to
love it.
I'm looking forward to it. So,
it's a great show.
Great show, directed by Catherine Miller Hahn, coming, runs 3 weekends. I'm just going to go. Let's talk with you, Ed. Tell us a little bit about the story.
No, it's basically Roger Miller wrote the lyrics and the music to this, and he based it on Mark Twain's book, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
And who doesn't remember that?
Isn't that one of
the warm fuzzies that you read and thought, oh, how cool to be a boy?
It was like, you know, Tom Sawyer introduced Huck Finn when they were kids, and this is when Huck Finn is about 16 years old. It's a little bit older and just takes him on a river cruise. He runs into Jim, who is runaway slave at the time, and they team up together on a raft and just trail it down the Mississippi River and meet all kinds of interesting characters.
Interesting characters. Now, tell me how Mark Twain fits in this whole series of events.
Well, Mark Twain is basically he's the glue that put this whole thing together, mm-hmm. and he introduces the play, and then he'll be on stage for probably 99% of it, thumbing through the book, and he'll have a couple narratives throughout the show.
Well, I've got to say, looking at Sandy, I mean, amazing casting. I mean, Ed just looks like Mark Twain, just pulls it so together. I saw pictures today.
They're
you know,
great.
You had your press night on Monday,
yeah.
and, you know, the photos that were taken were just colorful, vibrant, alive. What an exciting show it sounds like. So, Sandy, let's talk about the music behind mm-hmm. it, because that's, boy, oh boy, that, when you do a musical, you know, there's a story and there's lines, but the story's told through the music.
It really is. It's the propellant of, as long as with Mark Twain, and I think our generation remembers Trailer for Sale. That guy.
I knew that song.
That guy with the little. But his music is, there's some novelty numbers, like Will Larson has a hilarious novelty number, but there's some gorgeous ballads with beautiful harmonies. We have a live band. You know, we're always trying to have live music at PCA with its own challenges, but definitely worth it. We have a wonderful 8-piece band, and the music is wonderful. Mm-hmm. We have a big chorus, spiritual members.
The ensembles are outstanding.
A soloist named Marilyn Hill Carter from Mount Zion Church. She's incredible.
Wow.
And little Logan Wolf, who's pulling us all together as Huckleberry Finn. You know, it's funny, you talked about the book being warm and fuzzy, but the central conflict here is Huck fighting his own conscience. I'm a mm-hmm. bad person because I want to set Jim free. Aren't I awful? Mm-hmm. I'm going to hell because I'm an abolitionist.
Right.
You know, and everybody's going to have to pray for me. So he fights his conscience.
Back then, uh-huh. That was bad.
Yeah. A whole different world.
Really
yeah.
makes you think.
A whole different world.
Uh-huh. And so happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a different time. But amazing, the music, the story. How long does the play run?
3 weeks here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then we take it on the road down to Peoria.
That's right.
The first weekend in June. We'll be running 3 shows down there.
How exciting is that?
Wonderful,
you know, that's
venue.
One of the first trades. I know that Forever Plaid was up here.
Oh, what
was
a great
show. Amazing
yeah.
show.
It yes.
was an amazing show.
That's one of my favorites. I saw that the first time. I thought, this is just, the music is incredible. Wouldn't you love that, Sandy,
yes.
get your teeth into
all
something
that,
like that?
Oh, yeah. All that close harmony and a live 3-piece
band. And projecting out just a little bit, I have to give Sandy kudos. She'll be directing Prescott Center for the Arts' first show, this coming musical coming up in September, Guys and Dolls.
Yes, I am.
So, you know, if you're interested in auditioning, you can
please
go to pca-az.net, and there's a little information on the auditions. But
You can ask to join our Facebook page. It's Guys and Dolls Prescott Center for the Arts. And
please do.
We'll get on, call the box office and get on the audition blast.
Right,
email list.
Right. Well, because how big is that cast?
Probably about the same, about 30, and all adults. There won't be any children.
It's a fun show, then.
Oh, it's terrific.
A wonderful show. I love that
Very
show.
Very different, but just as much fun.
Nice way to start off the new season.
I hope so.
And I know you'll be announcing the new season also at the opening,
yep.
at the beginning of each show for Big River.
Yeah,
Very
I have
exciting.
A board member there, and they'll be talking about the season coming up. And opening night, they're going to be drawing the tickets for the raffle. That's
well, we do
right
want to
now.
Mention that.
Yes, we do.
Raffle
that's
tickets.
How I slipped that in.
You are good, Mark Twain. You are good. Well, right now, you know, Prescott Center of the Arts does have a raffle going on. You can purchase tickets, and it is a ticket for each show of next year's season along with
Stage 2.
A guest certificate for dinner.
Yes.
So there's
dinner
10
show.
Shows.
Incredible.
There's 10 for gift certificates. I know Link's going, wow.
The tickets are only $5.
$5 and the opportunity to have like date night 10 times. Dinner and
covered.
What, dinner and a show.
What better way to go, too? I mean, you know, I'm a season ticket holder. I love my evenings at the theater. I love my opportunities to perform at the theater. But it's just a nice way to bring live stories into your life that you don't always get, you know, take you away and escape. And Big River is one of those right now.
It's amazing how much talent is in this Quad City area. It is just outstanding.
So you mentioned a couple of names. We've got Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Wolf. Huckleberry Finn.
Will Larson's a wonderful Tom Sawyer.
Wow, he
leaps off
hilarious.
The page. He's so funny.
Yeah.
And then the villains, the Duke and the King, are played by our own Frank Malley and Jonathan Perpich.
Two great talents on stage.
Talents.
Funny.
I can just imagine the two of them playing
They're
off
hilarious.
Each other. I can just imagine where that would go.
They're so different.
Uh-huh.
Their
yeah.
characters.
Well, you've been working hard on this for quite a while, directed by Catherine Miller-Hahn, who has done amazing. She did The Producer. She did Calendar Girls. Mm-hmm. She's done, I've worked with her on A Lie of the Mind, some heavy drama stuff. Yeah. You know, her talents. She is also retired English teacher from Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears!
And a graduate of the University of Kansas. Rock chop.
Yeah, rock chop. I know. I mean, you get all these things when you're working with everybody. Their little stories, yeah, you know, behind the scenes.
And speaking of stories, Ed also designed and built the set.
You do that several times and amazing work.
Noline painted.
It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
This is, you mentioned children, so this is a family show.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Bring the kids and come on out and bring them to the theater. So tickets are available. Three performances are a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, right? And you have Sunday matinees.
Sunday matinees for three weekends. And then three shows in Peoria.
So if you miss it, you can, you know, head on down the hill.
Theater Works down there.
Right. So you purchase tickets by going to pca-az.net, or you can call 445-3286. It is reserved seating, so you can pick your ticket, pick your seats right off the bad seat in the house.
Fast.
Print them, and then just take them and show them.
Put them on your phone. Wallatini.
That's right. Wallatini. Somebody tried it. I haven't done this before. I wonder if it works. They did it for Doubt. And bing.
You're in.
Works great. It saves a tree or two, you know.
And speaking of Doubt, Marnie, well done.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you. It was fun. It was a great, great fun show to do. And then you move on. You go on to something else. And now here's time for Big River and to open and to celebrate and to brace you. So I say break a leg. You'll be awesome. I look forward to seeing you. And again, I highly recommend to everyone coming on out, Prescott Center for the Arts production of Big River. It's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, directed by Catherine Miller-Hahn, music director by Sandy Vernon, Ed Gates, Mark Twain. Exciting things going on. So come on out.
Indeed.
All right.
See you there.
See you at the theater. Here, we'll take a short break. Chamber Spotlight and Business. When we come back, talk of the town, Prescott Valley.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Lawyers Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick,
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Bucky's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
AMCO,
Renshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Volt,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-Max visit the LA Dodgers tonight at 7
on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Me out to the ball game.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Cottonwood Police Department needs your help in locating a high-risk level sex offender. According to Sergeant Monica Colt, 35-year-old Cottonwood resident Kai Keller is wanted for a probation violation. Keller is on probation for a sex offense and is required to follow sex offender registration requirements. He has an ankle monitor that he either cut off or didn't charge before running off. His whereabouts are currently unknown. There is an active felony warrant for violating his probation in addition to a misdemeanor warrant out of Cottonwood Municipal Court for failing to appear on shoplifting charges. Keller is described as a white male, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, and weighing about 285 pounds. He has brown eyes and brown hair and a tattoo on his left forearm. His last known address was on 2nd Street in Cottonwood. He may be driving a gray 2004 Toyota with an Arizona registration of CDA 3390. If you know of Keller's whereabouts, call Cottonwood Police at 928-634-4246 or Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. A reminder for businesses to always check all security features before accepting questionable currency.
38-year-old Cornville resident Stara Brummett allegedly passed or attempted to pass funny money in the Verde Valley. In almost every case, Brummett would suggest employees use their security marking pen to verify the accuracy of the currency. Since the bills had been washed and reprinted in higher denominations on authentic U.S. Treasury paper, the pen wouldn't detect counterfeiting. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin explains the bills were passed from last August to late last month.
Several businesses reported the receipt of counterfeit currency only after being notified that counterfeit bills have been found in weekly deposits.
Devlin says detectives found evidence of a counterfeit operation at Brummett's home last Thursday.
Detectives seized inkjet printers and also chemicals used to wash U.S. currency, a large amount of counterfeit bills in $20, $50, and $100 denominations.
Brummett is facing numerous charges, including possession of forgery equipment, fraudulent schemes, and possession of dangerous drugs after 4 grams of methamphetamine were found in her purse. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear skies tonight, sunny and dry this week with a fire weather warning. Expect an overnight low of 56 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 85 on Thursday. 61 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 96 and a high on Thursday of 94. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, Waters with the Plant of the Week and our Mother's Day gift baskets.
The Garden Center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection. They mesh, intertwine, and spill into color.
We've grown 150 of these festive baskets that are the epitome of fragrance and beauty, all for under $25.
Each says loud and clear, "I love you, Mom. Enjoy the flowers."
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love gift baskets for Mom, they love to shop.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Do you want to
chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's Chamber Spotlight on Business, and we've been having fun getting to know each other here in the studio. Joining us is Rachel Robert. She is the marketing director for the Prescott Valley Pet Clinic. Been around for quite a while.
We have been. We were established in 1981, believe it or not. We've been around many, many years.
Yeah, one of the top clinics in the area, taking care of our furry family friends. I was sharing pictures of my little guys with Rachel. And also joining us is Jasmine Evanson. She is the wonderful, wonderful owner, franchisee for our favorite Dutch Brothers.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have you here, too.
Happy to be back. Thank you.
Okay, well, let me start talking with Rachel, since she's first on my list, and that's easy for me to do. I don't get messed up.
It's an easy way.
I know. 1981.
Yeah.
So, long time. Tell us about the clinic.
Oh, man. We love our clinic. We love what we do. And we're in Prescott Valley, obviously. We're at Mendocino and Highway 69. We've been at that location for a lot of years now, too. Not since 1981, of course. But Dr. Dina Frank and her husband, Rick, have been the owners since 2003. And Dr. Frank is our medical director and always making sure we give the best care possible, of course. And we love what we do, and we love being able to give back to the community in any way we can. We do care for cats and dogs and the occasional guinea pig, and we get really excited when that happens. But, yeah, it's awesome. We do anything from your annual wellness exam to emergency surgery happens, and we do a lot of different things for our furry family members.
I know. Have you noticed over the years the evolution of pets being included more as family than maybe years ago?
Definitely. Yeah. I've definitely noticed that. Even since I've been an adult versus when I was a child, mm-hmm. the perspective has shifted so much. Now, right. Your pet is your family, mm-hmm. and you treat them that way. Before, they were an animal,
right.
you know, and you took care of them, but it was different. Now, they're part of our family, and they have access to such a much higher level of medical care now, too, on par with what your human family members receive. So mm-hmm. it's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's changed so much, and they give us so much.
Right. Do you recommend, then, when somebody acquires an animal, if it's not already pre-planned with, let's say, an adoption through mm-hmm. maybe one of the Humane Society, Circle L Ranch, or any of the, we have some amazing, you know, United Animal Friends. We have some organizations that really provide services to adopt animals out. Getting wellness checks and keeping up with the importance of keeping a relationship with your pet clinic, your veterinarian?
We do, most mm-hmm. definitely. From the time they're a puppy to the time they're a senior at 7 years of age, they benefit so much from regular visits. Sometimes the vet will catch something that you might have just been like, oh, you know what? They've been doing this lately. And the vet's like, oh, really? Okay, well, tell me more about that. And then say we do some blood work and we uncover something that's highly treatable and that we caught early. And so
just like people.
Just like people. Mm-hmm. So just like people, it's really important to go in for your annual wellness exam. Make sure that everything's still going the way you want it to be going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know at the clinic you have separate entrances for dogs and cats.
We
guess why?
We are actually an official cat-friendly practice, which means that we have the separate entrances. We have a quieter lobby for cats, and we have special handling techniques for our feline patients to make things a lot less stressful
really?
For them. Because cats are not like dogs. Cats like to be in their domain. They like to have their little routine, and they don't like to go other places as a rule. There's exceptions. We have some really awesome cats that come in on leashes sometimes. That's always fun. But as a rule, cats need a lot more delicate handling and a lot more comfort.
Right. Never thought about that. Well, people who love cats love cats.
This is true. We do.
And people who love dogs love dogs.
Most definitely.
I mean, you know, you just suddenly fall in love with them. I'm a total whacked out dog lady. Any of my friends will tell you, they were the first ones that said, Marnie, don't get a dog because you're never home. And then I think, oh my gosh, what have you done without a dog all your life because you're so whacked out on loving your dogs? But I do. You know, they just kind of provide the companionship and that level of loyalty and love that's just unconditional.
They're amazing.
Right. You know, so you mentioned emergency services. Do you have an emergency number that people can call too if that something's happened after hours?
You can call us at 928-772-6069 at any point. If we're not open, we have extended hours to see emergencies as well, but we close at 7:30 Monday through Friday.
Okay.
So if we're closed, you just press 1 and we redirect to the emergency hospital in Prescott.
Nice. Very nice. Because sometimes that's when things happen is mm-hmm. when you're closed. And again, you also provide, you have a website, but you also have a newsletter and some real good communication mm-hmm. tools for people with pets. And how would they access those?
Definitely. If you go to pvpetclinic.com, so P as in Paul, V as in Victor, petclinic.com, you have access to tons and tons of articles for anybody who wants to look at them. They're reliable mm-hmm. and they're highly informative on pretty much any question you have. We have a bi-monthly newsletter that comes out that has a monthly spotlight. Right now it's parasite awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So educating people on, you know, the importance of heartworm preventative and flea and tick. We do have them here,
yes.
Believe it or not. And how important that is. So, yeah, just go on our website, pvpetclinic.com, and click on newsletters.
Right. And gives you all the information, too, your hours, your location.
Mm-hmm.
But one more time, your phone number.
928-772-6069.
Rachel Robert, loving on our furry family friends, Prescott Valley Pet Clinic. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having
and
us.
Thanks for being in business in Prescott Valley since 1981. We're excited. You know, you've been there. Okay, joining us, maybe not since 1971, but when she came into the community, she made such an impact, and that is Jasmine Evanson and our Dutch brothers in Prescott Valley, right there in Highway 69. Welcome, Jasmine.
Hi. So glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
Well, we thought we'd need to remind everybody that,
yes.
you know, in case they didn't know you were still there.
Right.
Dishing them, serving
refresher.
Up the coffee and the goodies and loving on people, as Link said, providing that Dutch pleasure of love, that we need to remind them.
Yes. Awesome. Well, yeah, we'd love to invite anybody who hasn't tried us out or anybody who thinks we're only a coffee shop. We got tons of other things besides coffee, smoothies and teas and sodas, a lot of refreshing things for the summer coming out.
Oh, yes.
And yes, a lot of good things. We will be having a few new items this summer coming out. I can't tell you what
Ooh.
They are yet, but you will be super excited when you come out and try them. So just make sure you always follow us on our Instagram or Facebook. That's when we can always find out when something new is exciting or something awesome coming at our store is happening.
Well, I got to say, too, Jasmine, and I did mention you hit town like a whirling dervish. I mean, you opened Dutch Brothers, and I don't think that line has stopped since you've been open. But the fact is, you turn around and you give back so much to the community. Every time I open up Facebook or I'm checking you guys out, there's somebody you're assisting and helping with giving back. And that's amazing. And that truly is what we want to be all about.
Yeah, that's what Dutch Bros is about. We're based off community. We're based off culture. And how we treat our community is really important to us. So giving back to our community is something that as soon as I got here, I was looking at how we can give back, what our community needs, and some different things. So, of course, we have something coming up. It's this Friday. It is Drink One for Dane Day. It is actually one of our biggest charities that we do. It's a company-wide event, so all Dutch Bros in all 7 states, over 300 locations, on this Friday will be donating all of their net proceeds to the MDA Foundation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a huge, big deal for us. Our co-founder, Dane, passed away of ALS, better known as Lou Gehrig's disease, in 2009. And so it is a huge, huge foundation that is near and dear to our hearts. Last year, our franchise alone raised $8,000 for
Whoa,
it.
What
yeah.
Up?
So we are super, super excited.
Yeah.
And that's to you guys. This, like, PV and Prescott community came out and supported us last year. So we are really, really hoping everyone gets out here on Friday for us. Like I said, it's all day long. And even an extra bonus on this is we're doing all proceeds. But if you guys buy a large drink, we will give you 9 stamps on your stamp card, too. Yeah. So we're making it a really big, fun day, making sure we get tons of people in to make sure we can make it a really big donation for MDA. Our company goal is $1 million this year.
Wow.
And last year, we were so close. So I know we can do it this year. We're going to hit it. And again, like, it's a big,
huge
thing
for
us.
We're all going for coffee, smoothies, goodies, teas.
Come see us on Friday. It's going to, like I said, all day long, on the 11th, drink one for Dane Day, purchase a large drink, and you get a 9 stamp card.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and speaking of, I know this is Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, but you got a shout out. We got a shout out. Congratulations, too, because you are opening in Prescott.
We are.
I know.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it is rumor mill around this town. Everyone is asking us when we're opening, where we're opening, when we're getting our second one, and we can announce that, yes, it is coming. Our second location will be in Prescott. It is going to be off Willow Creek and Willow Lake. Unfortunately, I don't have a timeline for you yet as soon as when we're going to be hopefully opening, but like I said, the best way to get know our information is following us on our Facebook, which is Dutch Bros Prescott Valley, or our Instagram, which is DB Prescott Valley, and you can find anything that's on there. Another good thing, too, for tips is following our text club. We actually do exclusive deals and deals all through our text. So we'll send your phone a direct text the day of or the day before, just letting you know something about it. Uh-oh, Marnie, are you not part of my text club?
I'm not. I want to.
All right. Well, we'll make sure you get a part of it. You just text to the number 27047 and you word the word DBPV. If you are driving right now and you can't get that down, you can also ask any of our broistas at the stand and we'll make sure we get you part of that text club so you get your text right away. But yeah, we'll get you exclusive deals. So best way to get communication from us is either through that or just meeting us through the store.
Absolutely. Just come on by. And meanwhile, this Friday,
yes,
they'll come on over. And until all y'all out there, no matter who it is listening, you know, until they open in Prescott, come on down to Prescott Valley and see Jasmine and the Broistas. I love that. And, you know, it's an experience if you haven't been. They don't love on you. Link and I are talking about, they just love on you. It's so much fun. The music's going and you're just going to feel like, wow, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
And I know Rachel was saying her people up there at Prescott Valley Pet Clinic drive down the road to come over.
We get people from all of Quad Cities, from even surrounding areas, Cottonwood, Sedona, that travel all the way over to come see us. And it literally brightens our day every day when we know how far you traveled to come just see us. But that's what we're about, is loving on you and hoping that you leave with a smile always. Dutch Bros is here to stay, and we're here to like make sure that the community is feeling our vibes.
Yeah, well, if they leave without a smile, there's something wrong with them, because I'm telling you right now, you bring a smile to my face.
Oh, thank you, Marnie.
And your exact location again?
5963 East State Route 69, right off the 69 Highway, next to Chipotle and the old Sam's Club.
Right, there we go. So come on out and see Jasmine and everybody at Dutch Bros. And again, you got some furry family friends. Come and see Rachel and the gang at Prescott Valley Pet Clinic. Chamber Spot on MBS, two of the best of them sitting right here in our studio. So thank you for joining us both. And kudos, let's celebrate.
Yeah,
you
cheers.
Got it.
Thank
All right.
you.
Take a short break here. Time to close the show. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettle's High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettle's. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it.
What I like about you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
You know, if I do say so myself, what a great show. Yeah. Prescott Valley Day is coming this weekend. I hope you're coming out and join us for the parade and all the fun activities. Again, as we said, these flyers are around town, or you can go to our website, pvchamber.org. And again, mentioning the Ranch to Table Dinner, it is a ticketed event prepared by Chef Jim Cabral. It is celebrating Prescott Valley, our home, our place, built on Rafter 11 with the original ranch owned by the Fain family. So this time for the menu, we're having Fain Cattle Company raised beef in a variety of different ways that Chef Jim is preparing, along with farm-grown vegetables, limitless edition wine from Rafter 11. No, Link, that is not limitless wine. It is their limitless edition wine from Rafter 11 that's located in Prescott Valley, our great wine and oils and balsamics, wonderful little place we've got there in Prescott Valley by the Entertainment District. So again, it's a fun night, a lot of just celebrating, a lot of people are going to come out and just kind of make a date night and join us. Include dinner includes wine, and also then again the meal, and a lot of fun music, strolling musician, and our very own Sanford Cohen will be our master of ceremonies, pulling it all together, letting you know how we could celebrate what is our home and what we love to be a part of is Prescott Valley. So that's going on. Again, parade, it's going to be a good one. Line up. Get your spot early, too, because we used to have some of the best lineup spots was along Florentine between Lake Valley and, but now the apartments are there. So all of that space, so you're going to have to find your space in a different place because apartments are building as we speak. So it'll be a whole change in the dynamic of our wonderful downtown, which I think is going to be a good thing, giving people places to live. So again, the 40th annual Prescott Valley Day is happening May 10th through the 13th, going on in the downtown Prescott Valley Entertainment District. And again, Big River opening on May the 10th. Again, opportunity to take the family out and see live theater. Lots of things going on. Stick with us. Listen every week to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley because we know what's going on and we're going to be sharing it with you. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, mixed reaction among Arizona's congressional delegation over President Trump's decision to end the nuclear deal with Iran. Senator Jeff Flake says it was a bad deal, but canceling it was a mistake.
It's a mistake. Iran has already seen the benefit.